Well, welcome to Wilfred and Jeff's Filipino podcast.
More peas there. Yeah. There's so many peas.
I'm Wilfred.
I'm Jeff.
And then we got an intern in the house.
What's up?
Yeah, oh, Gary with the backwards hat on.
Yeah, backwards hat. Cool Gary showed up.
Cool Gary coming in from his little league game.
A girl last night maybe flirted with him.
And now
he's got his hat on backwards.
That's the level of confidence I'm at right now.
He's throwing a backwards hat on. Man, he doesn't play by any rules.
No. Yeah.
Yep. Does it match his outfit at all? No.
No, it works. I like it.
It's a little... Yeah,
Gary, I think that you're a good hat guy. You should stick with hats.
All right, I'll stick with the hat.
Yeah,
am I a good hat guy?
I can't tell what. I've never seen your head look good.
What? What the heck does that mean?
I don't know exactly what I said, but I don't know. I don't know what you look like in hats. Actually,
I've worn hats around you.
I don't think I paid attention.
No, I remember you being like, "Wow."
Wow,
what a
beautiful sight.
What a perfect shape head for that baseball cap.
Yeah, I'm not a hat guy.
You should be a fedora guy.
I don't belong in hats.
Do fedoras.
Nah.
What if you do like the boulder hat, and then you can tell everyone you're Bolivian?
I was on the dating apps, and there was a girl wearing a fedora and a pic.
Nice.
And I was like, I hate this woman.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It's just not, it's trying too hard.
I think I like a woman in a, make her, then if you hook up with her, you make her leave it on.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'd be like, yeah, give me that dick, she.
Actually, that's the competition is that you both wear fedoras while you're having sex and you try to knock the other person off. and the loser.
You know what you should do? You should try to set up a date with her and wear a fedora to the date, hoping she wears hers. I would love to see a couple in fedoras.
Yeah. I like a matching couple.
Yeah.
That's a...
So you would do it then? You would wear the hat?
I would match with a girl that doesn't wear a fedora.
Oh, but where's the challenge in that?
Yeah.
Where's the challenge?
Have both of you wear fedoras.
Why?
Because it's funny.
I'm not...
And you can look like you're solving crimes together. It's a crime-solving couple.
I don't think fedoras have that that context anymore.
To me, it does.
Nah, fedoras...
I think like Dick Tracy in like noir.
Sure, yeah.
I think that's what most people think.
Is that a fedora?
I think
I forgot to fucking give video. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we haven't even shared a single podcast yet. So.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get video later.
All right.
I don't have my context is just like a guy. It's like a guy who is probably 43, lives in Bushwick with a soul patch, trying to fuck a 24-year-old bartender.
Good thing Gary's just close to all of those things.
Are you describing me, Wilfred? What's going on?
Yeah, Wilfred's
subconscious is just
Gary's just an alternate universe, that guy.
Next week I'm coming with a fedora.
Yeah, you could do that or do the with the little boulder hat.
No, I don't like hats.
Those it's Bolivians, right? Was I right?
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure what this hat you're Boulder? I'm looking it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Boulder hat.
Oh,
I believe Bolivian.
Boulder.
South American country.
Bowler? Boulder.
Is it bowler? It's bowler, I bet.
Bowler. Yeah.
Bowler hat.
Bowler hat.
Yeah, put in bowler hat, Bolivia.
I don't think Bolivians have anything to do with it, though.
Oh, they do. Or is it Peru?
There's the hat.
Is it Peruvian?
That's the bowler hat.
That's the bowler hat, yeah.
I don't think...
Maybe Peruvian.
What is the...
There's a story behind it. Let me prove that I'm right first.
Okay.
All right,
bowler. Hold on. Look at, let's Gary, look that up.
Bowler. Oh, you are... It's Peru.
It's Peru. Peru.
Okay, tell us the story, Jeff.
Okay, see. That's show Wilfred. So, because Wilfred will be like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
All right, why did I just lose it?
It's a part of it's a style, you know, fashion. They all wear bowler hats.
Sure.
And the reason, because I was curious, I had went on a deep dive on the internet.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
And the reason is because in like the 1800s or something, early 1800s maybe.
Okay.
A ship had a bunch of bowler hats on it, and it like crashed over there.
Oh, no way.
And they all are like, oh, look at these hats. And they started wearing bowler hats, and then it became a thing.
Wow.
Yep.
That's fun.
I kind of want to look that up, but...
You can look that up, Gary. We'll keep chatting, and if there's anything wrong... I mean, I'm giving a very abridged version.
Yeah.
But it was, they got a bunch of bowler hats, and it became a style. And now, Peruvian always wore a bowler hat.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun if it was like... like perhaps like the ship where they send all of the like people that the teams that didn't win the NBA titles, like those t-shirts, you know, they send them to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That gets like crashes in Peru. Is that where we're at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crashes in Peru. And like, they're like, oh, we just love the Charlotte Hornets.
Well, according to traveling and living in Peru,
oh, okay.
It was introduced into Bolivia and Peru in the 19th century by British railway workers. Like the gamekeepers of Norfolk, they thought the bowler would not blow off easily in strong winds. But when the first shipment arrived from England, it was discovered the hats were too small for the working men. Instead of throwing them away, they were sold to local...
Oh, that's what it was.
Also, it was a shipment for big-headed British guys?
Yeah. It wasn't a crash. They sent in a bunch of hats, and they couldn't... They were too small and they couldn't fit. So there's like a here.
How many hats is that? How many hats did those like 12 English dudes need?
Oh, you need a bowler hat for every occasion.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Definitely more than 12 too, because they were building a railway.
Yeah, there's like hundreds of those dudes, and then they were like, oh, crap. Now we got 600 of these tiny bowler hats.
What were the English doing in Peru?
Building a railroad.
Nah, but they come on. There's more funny business than that.
That's what English are always over there, over places building railroads.
No, they're not. That's not. They're not altruistic people.
What are you talking about?
That's true.
You English, you're not altruistic.
No, we're good people.
Nope.
We come in, we set you up with a strong currency.
Uh-huh. Something against the pound.
Yeah. And then we introduce you to a delicious tea.
Uh-huh.
And then, you alone after a few hundred years.
Yeah. Leave you alone.
Leave you alone.
Yeah.
After a few hundred years.
After a few hundred years of tinkering with your society.
You know, giving you nice currency.
Probably taking some of your best stuff, bringing it over to us. After a little bit of that, you know, we leave you alone.
Yeah. And then we go away. Look, your qualms are with the Spanish. All right.
I think mine is probably ours is probably with America the most.
A little bit of both.
The Spanish, we weren't a country until Spain put us together.
Yeah. Look at that, Spain.
Yeah.
Huh? Until came over there, it's like, here you go, here's a flag for you.
Yeah.
Here's a little currency. Let's build you a strong. What is the currency of the Philippines?
Peso. A peso.
Peso?
Yeah.
Yep. Philippine peso.
Yeah.
When you see
like a Mexican peso, there's a Philippine peso?
Yeah.
There's two pesos.
There's two pesos.
What's Spain have? Do they have pesos?
Let's see. Gary.
Pesos.
How many pesos are there?
I don't know. I bet there's a ton.
And also, is there an exchange? Like, can you go to exchange and be like, hey, can I swap out this Mexican peso for a Filipino peso?
Oh, this is kind of
a Filipino peso? You were trying to get all those peas in there. Huh?
Yeah. I got a bunch of Mexican pesos. I want some Filipino pesos.
A plus for effort. Well, apparently they had a currency up until from 1868 to 2002.
Who's they?
Spain.
They're
Spain.
The euro now.
Yeah. The Spans.
And then, it was the peseta.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess it's...
The peseta?
Yeah, now they're euro since 2002.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So they had a peseta.
I think over here, coin.
And then the Filipinos and the Mexicans get pesos.
Yeah, boy pesos.
Yeah, manly pesos.
Oh, and there's our lady. Yeah. Lady money.
Yeah.
So they have lady money and you got boy money.
I mean, now it should be.
They're like, all right, you get the boy money. We have the lady money.
It should be PaySex now.
Yeah. Pace X. Pace X.
Yeah, getting rid of gender is really going to mess with
most of the
romance
languages. Yeah. But that's what that's why Latinx is a thing. Latinx.
Yeah.
Is that how it's pronounced? Are people pronouncing that way?
I think it's Latinx.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I have heard no Latino people say it that way.
Yeah.
Or like a lot of them hate it, it seems like.
I know one 23-year-old girl in Bushwick who's like half Ecuadorian that is Latinx.
Oh, really? Oh, like she just said, I am Latinx?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I've heard. Well, because I've heard like Latino people are like, no, this is just some white bullshit that you're adding to us.
Yeah. That's how it usually is. That's how it usually is.
Look, we're like, hey, no genders. You're Latinx.
Yeah.
Let us set you up with a currency.
That's a real British thing, is to take away gender. I want to be a boy. No.
No, no.
You're an X.
You are no gender, and you will help us build this railroad. Yeah.
I did, about 2 weeks ago, I bombed at a show 3 blocks away from here.
Oh, really?
It was at a gay bar. Everyone was 21, 22 years old. Everything I said to them, every joke I said, I just sounded like I was more of like a Breitbart guy. By the end of the show, no one wanted to make eye contact with me. Like, I was like, they hate me.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was like working. I was doing all right. And
sure.
Then I made.
What were you doing all right with? What stuff? What type of stuff?
Just like the cat joke.
Sure.
All right.
You can't go wrong with a cat.
We'll start here.
Yeah.
This is where we'll start.
That was good.
Bushwick cat.
Yeah. Easy, easy.
And then started going into some dating stuff.
Oh, here we go. Oh, and this is when things went off the rails.
Went pretty, but I was also riffing, and I was talking with this guy. Well, I got into I was talking with some guy, and then Gary Vee came up.
Okay.
And I brought him up, and I was like, yeah, you know, you gotta get your life together. Watch a bunch of Gary Vee videos. No one in the room understood what I was saying.
Wait, who's Gary Vee?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't understand what you're saying.
Gary Vee is that
guy.
Yeah,
I was. When you said that, I thought the comedian Gary Veeder.
No. Gary Veeder is great.
Yeah.
Gary Vee is that guy that I actually don't mind him.
Oh,
but he's like a very like positive, like trying to inspire bros to like.
Gary, can you look up Gary Vee for me? I'd like a face to this.
So, I mentioned Gary Vee, and literally no one in the room was like, understands what I just said.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
And I said, well, he's a part of the Maniverse in terms of on the internet.
Oh.
Which is like a bunch of guys who are trying to inspire.
Oh, I've seen that guy before.
Yeah, it's a bunch of guys trying to inspire other guys to be better men.
His name is Gary Vee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be with this crowd. I'd be like, I don't know what this sexist is talking about.
But I was talking with this guy, he clearly was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh, yeah. I explained it. I was like, the Maniverse, it stinks. You know, it's a bunch of guys being like, you know, like that video we talked about last time where it's like a guy trying to teach another guy how to have sex with a Filipino woman.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of this whole Maniverse.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to explain this, and then this guy, I was like, what about, do you have sex with guys or girls? Mm-hmm. And which I think is a very woke way of approaching a person.
Yeah.
And he said, I have sex with guys. And I was like, that's great. It's good that you don't know this Maniverse stuff. It stinks. I'd rather get monkeypox than be a part of this Maniverse.
That's when it went awry.
Oh, yeah. You dropped a monkeypox, huh?
Just because I said the worst thing that's happening, I compared the worst thing that's happening in the gay community to the worst thing that's happening to straight men. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, this fucking hateful motherfucker.
Yep, you brought up the monkeypox.
What?
Unbelievable.
And then afterwards... Mm-hmm. I just felt so homophobic for like a good day. You know when you like, does this ever happen? This happens to me pretty often where I'm like, when right, if I bomb in front
the
of
F word at gay people,
if I bomb, yeah. I'm just on my roof like a sniper. Look at that F word. Yeah. Look at that F word.
Just writing on a piece of paper and making a paper plane, throwing it at him.
Yeah. If I bomb in front of a certain demographic, I will, like, I've felt racist after sets. I've felt homophobic after sets. I just hate that demographic for a whole 12 hours.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just because, like, I opened myself up to them and they didn't accept me. Oh. And so I'm like, I hate all of these people.
It's a very human reaction.
Yeah, that's yeah. human.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you're a homophobe.
It's over. I'm over it.
Yeah, even but even like your comparison, even it was a little lost on me too.
Well,
you know, the Manaverse, monkeypox.
I was just saying it's the worst stuff in each community.
The monkeypox? There's worse stuff in the gay community. And monkeypox is also not just exclusive to the gay community. You know, I would have stood up in the back of that room and said, "Excuse me."
God, I fuck you.
It is not.
You're going to make me say the F word again.
Just for its job, though. Just for its job.
Pardon me. It is not exclusive.
Give me a paper airplane, Gary. We got a paper airplane to throw across this couch.
I'll be in the back of the room. Whoa, buddy. Anyone could get it at a gym.
No, you gotta rub against the body a lot.
Yeah.
What, the monkeypox?
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, but
really,
you can get it at a gym, though, I think.
No one is touching each other that much at a gym.
I've heard they're worried about gyms.
Well, I don't think that's true.
All right, GYMs, not JIMs.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
There we go. Yes, we're worried about the gay community in gyms. Yeah. Gay gyms.
Yeah. the straight, air quote, straight gyms.
But yeah, so maybe, you know, maybe we're like, whoa, they're like, look at this guy.
Jeff, you never are there to support me.
What?
In my times of need, you've never been there.
Oh, I would have thrown your ass under the bus if I was, especially if I was up next.
You're a big
throw. I would have been like, can you believe that guy? Assuming that it's just exclusively for you. Yeah. And the Manaverse? I don't even know what that is.
It sounds hateful just to know what it is.
Yeah, because I don't subscribe to that stuff, and I stay away. This guy's looking into it. Who knows why?
Sometimes you
gotta. But hold on. Can you explain? You did say something that really piqued my interest when you just started telling me this story. How do you have sex with a Filipino woman?
What?
You said you were showing that video about it.
You were there.
Oh, you're talking about that video.
That video.
Oh,
the YouTube
okay,
video.
Okay, okay. The warnings and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then on the side, we were saying that, like, on the side of that video, you know, where it's like the YouTube recommended videos.
Yeah.
It's like how to have sex with a panai or
yeah.
whatever.
Did you guys watch those?
No, I should have.
Ah, I would have liked to hear some of the details.
Yeah, that would have been good. Let's do that before the Patreon.
Okay. Yeah, we'll watch those videos.
Yeah.
Let's say I was trying to woo a Filipino woman. How would I go about it?
Here, you try to woo. You're going to woo Gary, all right?
All right.
Here's the thing. Gary is pretty easy to woo.
Yeah?
I watched him get wooed so fast by a very annoying woman.
Really? What happened?
By a wildly annoying woman.
Well, I mean, also wooing a man as a woman is just like, hey, you want it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Gary heard.
Yeah. Exactly. She was like, wah, 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 and all
she wasn't even
was.
Talking at him.
Yeah.
I walked in and she was on stage and I was immediately like, this is the most annoying person I've ever seen.
And Gary had hearts in his eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. He had hearts in his eyes, hearts in his penis.
Oh,
yeah.
Gary.
His nipples were hard.
Oh, my God, Gary. Yeah.
But butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the back licking his lips and rubbing his nipples.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It's
hard. And then afterwards, so this is before my show.
Yeah.
So the first show ran late before my show. we go outside and we're hanging out. I've only got Gary there to talk to, so I'm talking with Gary.
Sure.
Alon is there as well.
But you only have Gary to talk to.
I like Alon.
Yeah, he's hard to talk to, though.
I like him.
There's some kind of, there's like a wall in there.
Yeah.
He's behind a wall.
He's, I think there's a social anxiety that's occurring.
Must be. Some people do that. You can see the wall and you're like, I can't get through. Yeah. You're back there.
Anyways, but the this lady's there as well. Fine. And she, I couldn't it felt like she was still on stage.
Oh, yeah.
While she was talking.
Gary loves a performer.
Yeah.
I love a good performance, especially that's when it's right in front of me.
There you do. Yeah. Every woman has faked it with Gary.
That's possibly true. That could.
He's like clapping. What a performance.
Yeah, yeah. When she's done, yeah. Gary's like, bravo. Bravo.
Yeah.
It's encore.
So she was chatting up Gary. You walked away, and Gary was swooned.
Yeah.
Yeah? What happened?
I had a glow about my face.
Anything happen? Did she just swoon you and then disappear into the night?
She did jump into a car.
Leaving Gary's heart wanting.
Yeah.
I saw his penis wilt like a rose.
Oh, like the Beauty and the Beast rose? Yeah. A little tip of his dick fell off.
With my hand extended, like, don't leave. Yeah.
That's sad, Gary.
Yeah.
Well, you keep putting on these backwards hats. Maybe we'll get you a baseball jersey with your name on the back.
Thanks, Coach.
That's right. We'll get you in.
Dude, it'll always be a next game.
Yep.
But, yeah. I hope it works out for you, Gary.
We'll see.
Casual sex is cool.
It is. It is.
That's what all the cool kids do.
It's been a moment. Oh, all the cool kids?
It's been a moment since you've had casual?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You only have love sex?
I only have love sex, relationship sex.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a love sex guy.
Yeah, I don't like casual. That's weird to me.
Personally, I don't like it either. I think love sex is way better. But
yeah.
Casual. Love sex is harder to come by.
Really?
It takes time to develop.
You gotta love.
Did you just fall in love immediately?
Oh, I fall in love fast and hard.
He would have fallen for this lady.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. It's mine.
Yeah, I fall in love fast and hard, baby.
Really?
Yeah, doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find something. Well, I don't know. Maybe I just have a positive outlook on life, and you guys are jaded,
bitter
jerks. No, I
used to, but I'm a guarded guy.
Yeah, see? You're all wounded.
Yeah, because of who I do a podcast with.
Oh, here we go.
I invite you guys over, you hurt my feelings, and then I can't fall in love.
Yeah, is that it?
That makes sense.
You were broken way before we started this.
I was a normal guy.
No, you weren't. Even before we started, you were like, I think I'm going to get on pills. And now you're 100% pill-free.
Yeah.
Pilfred Padawa, the Filipino podcast host.
Penis.
I couldn't think of another P.
Yeah.
But how do you feel? Those are kicking in?
They feel it feels like nothing now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are your mornings great?
Are
you waking up ready to start the day?
I wake up and they're good after I take the pill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pop your pill and you're all energized?
What time are you taking the pill? Is yours once a day?
Usually if I... right after my period.
Oh, no.
Come on. How we doing? Anyways, I take my pill.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, what time do you take the pill? Your pill, you know?
Yeah, but women take the pill every day.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Even when they're not on their period.
Well, I don't understand. Okay.
Fake pills for that time.
Yeah, they have placebo pills.
Placebo pills?
Yeah, because...
Filipino placebo pills. Yeah.
So they have placebo pills for that week so that their period can happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then why do they need to take the placebo?
Because
pills?
You have to. It's like if you take it every day, then you're not gonna forget. But if you take it every day for 3 weeks, then you take a week off, then you're probably gonna forget. Like,
oh, it's just to build habit and routine.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Do you think if you had to take a pill, you'd remember all the time?
I mean, I take a pill all the time now.
Well, I mean, like a birth control. Yeah, like a male birth control.
A male birth control? Yeah, I would take it all the time.
Yeah.
I'd forget, man.
I'd be
one of those forgetful
people.
I'd
be like, oh no, someone's going to come in me today. And then I'd have to, that's the day that I forget to take the pill. You know, that always happens.
But if you're a guy, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to come in someone today, not come.
Yeah. No, because if you're a guy taking the pill, that means that someone's going to come in you.
And is that how it works?
Yeah.
So when we take the pill, then they come into our dick holes or something?
No, a guy comes and has sex with you and comes in you.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, oh. Gary. This is Wilfred's patented bigotry coming out again.
Bigotry? What are you talking about? Oh, you think that you're reading it as I'm taking the pill to keep gays away?
Yep. It always comes out of you, Wilfred.
I'm just trying to start a riff, and then once again, my friends just leave me hanging.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And now I got to take antidepressants because who I'm friends with.
Have you been drinking on them? Drinking booze?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to, Wilfred.
You're not supposed to drink heavy. I never drink heavy. Although.
Oh, here we go.
I did. I had a crazy, terrible day at work. I think I worked 12 hours that day.
Which is funny because I feel like all of our dads work 12 hours every day.
No, they work 8 hours.
What? Well, no, I'm talking about like the older generation, like, you know, I would work 12-hour days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they also hated those days.
Yeah.
Right, but they did them all the time, and you just did it once.
I do this pretty often. Jeff. Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff works for 30 minutes a night, and he's on a fucking cruise the whole time, getting fed.
Oh, you go. All right. No, tell us about your 12-hour day.
Well,
are you mad now?
That wasn't one day. I had it for the whole week.
Every single day was 12 hours?
It was like 8 to 12 hours.
Oh, 8 hours.
It is annoying because you don't have a job. And then I have to do so much work just to stay alive here. And both of you guys are unemployed, just sitting around doing nothing.
I'm not the one making fun of you.
Leave Gary out of this.
Just attack Jeff.
Yeah, come at me. Let me shield Gary.
But anyway,
this is me protecting you, Gary.
Thank you, Jeff.
So the guys that I was with Connor McNutt and this other guy, Eric, that we were working with,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, let's get a drink after this. They're like, it was such a miserable day. They're like, let's get a drink.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll do this as like a, you know, we're a team. So we went and got a drink, and then it turned into 4 drinks, which is not a lot.
4 drinks is okay.
But I had nothing to eat that day. I had no water. I had been sweating all day, so I was trashed.
Oh, no. I texted trashed,
you guys.
Wilfred?
Yeah, I texted you guys that I couldn't record that day after.
Yeah.
And I puked.
Whoa.
First time I puked since I was 21.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
36 and puking.
I puked.
Working 8-hour days.
Didn't sleep at all that night. It was a rough 2 days.
Yeah? How do you feel? Are you mad at yourself?
I'm mad at you.
What did I do?
Unsympathetic Jeff.
No, I'm sympathetic.
Unsympathetic.
You know.
Thinking about his boat cruise life.
Oh, how hard it is to be on a boat in the sun.
Oh, what? I work.
Buffets all over the place.
Hey, I pay taxes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you had a hard day.
I hate you. I hate that. I completely understand why everyone is broken up with you.
No. Did you have any other hard days you want to talk about?
Go for it, Jeff. Go ahead. You lead the conversation now.
Oh, I did want to ask, how was birthday?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do a birthday party, and I bailed on you.
Yeah, so as soon as Jeff bailed, I invited his ex-girlfriend.
What? Wilfred, why?
I was like, I'm choosing the dark side.
Unbelievable. What'd you do that for?
You abandoned me.
Yeah?
So I chose the other side.
And you invited her because you were mad at me?
Yeah, out of anger.
That's, wow, unbelievable. The pity. Not the pity, the...
Passive aggressiveness?
Yes. The spite.
Yeah, the spite.
That too.
It was
that
spite.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you have your little park hang?
We had a good park hang. Gary didn't show up.
I didn't show up. I completely forgot about the park hang.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm pretty angry at this entire room.
Oh, God, here we go. Who was all there? Was it a big who's who?
It's a big who's who.
How many people
were at your party? There's probably like 20.
20 people?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you have a blanket laid out?
Had a blanket, had some alcoholic drinks, had some non-alcoholic drinks.
Wow.
A lot of standing around and riffing and raffing, you know.
Oh, nice.
There's a guy that who was making laps at Maria Hernandez.
Yeah.
Who was in a Puerto Rican flag jersey.
Okay.
Had a Puerto Rican flag, head wrap. And he was just walking around with a Bluetooth speaker playing, like, blast. Like, you couldn't have a conversation when he walked by. Blasting Evanescence.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just, like, didn't make sense.
That's cool.
And then he was just making his son, who's on a scooter, just ride around with him while he blasted Evanescence.
Nice.
He came by, like, three, because he made, like, laps. So he came by, like, three times. There are a few times like Connor McNutt was like pounding his fist to it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it made the guy be like, "Oh, okay, I should stop and let this guy enjoy this." And I was like, "No."
Yeah.
I was like, "I don't want this guy around. I can't talk while this guy's standing next to us."
Man, that's obnoxious.
Wow, you missed a party, Gary.
I did. My bad. I didn't realize it until like people started posting pictures. Like, what is this? Or you started reposting other people's pictures. I'm like, "Where is he right now?" I was like, "Oh shit, it's his birthday."
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, my birthday was fun. We did the little birthday hang, got day drunk, and then had a spot at New York. But the L was shut down, so I had to like go from like the M to the F to the 6. It took like an hour to get to Gramercy.
Oh.
By then, I had like, you sober up a little and you get sleepy.
Mm.
So I'm like, ugh, there's nothing that I can do to fix this other than get drunk again. So I show up. Reggie's like, Wilfred, he already knew it was my birthday.
Yeah.
Reggie's like, I got 2 shots right away.
Oh, wow.
I got drunk again, and then I went over to Andy and Rosebud's and watched the Manti Te'o documentary again with them.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Yeah.
You mentioned that last time.
We'll have to watch it, and we'll watch it and come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Getting drunk a lot, huh, Wilfred?
Yeah. And then the next day, I got back, being productive again.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a nice little birthday party. Yeah.
Actually, the birthday party was the day before my birthday. My birthday day.
Yeah.
Just a real productive day. Did some writing, did some spots, and then had a late night dinner with Caitlin and Steve and an ex-girlfriend of someone in this room.
Oh, no.
What are you hanging out with her so much for?
She was. Caitlin had done her hour at New York, and so we were all there. I had a spot at. Me and Steve had a spot afterwards on the same show, and they came, and then we went and got dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, that pill will not leave my life.
Well, I only hang out with her when you're not nice to me. So,
oh, yeah? Uh-oh, I'm going to lose it now?
Yeah, she's going to get a phone call later today.
Just a real growth on my life. Anyways.
Now we're all in a bad mood.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You ruined my mood. Now I'm annoyed.
Jeff, the look on your face, though, like all the energy left, like when...
It's nice to have the playing field completely.
Yeah,
leveled.
You traitor.
We've leveled it. It's completely. You and I are on even terms now.
No, yeah. You're on a traitorous field.
You're the traitor.
What did I do?
Remember when on your birthday?
How is that being a traitor?
I text you some information from Pat. then you go ahead and text Pat exactly what I said.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
No.
No, it's
that's a funny thing to do.
That's a traitorous thing.
That's not traitorous.
That's traitorous action.
That is not traitorous. That is a funny thing
to
do.
You're a Judas. You're
no,
a fucking Judas.
No, you're the Judas. No, see, this person is an enemy type, whereas Pat is not.
No, Pat's a new enemy.
You did create it. Is he your enemy now?
No, he's not. But Pat also, you know what Pat was doing on my birthday?
What'd he do?
Food prepping. Didn't go to my birthday because he was like, I got to make food. I got to work this week, so I got to make food all day. Got to do laundry and food prep.
Yeah? Like, good on Pat.
I'm so annoyed.
I'm team Pat.
Oh. Oh, I'm team Alfred. Wilford. Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, my bad.
Whoa, intern.
Oh, damn.
You get called. Why do people call you Alfred so much?
I don't know. A lot of people.
It happens a lot.
Alfred and Wilson lately.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess Alfred is like you hear Alfred more.
Yeah.
Batman really does it.
Wilfred's a little bit more obscure.
Yeah. Every time there's like a new Batman movie, you're screwed.
Yeah. And we did just get that. What's his name? Chris Kirkpatrick. What's that guy?
Patterson?
Christopher Patterson. Nope.
No. Richard.
Rick? No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about the new Batman?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's his name?
Pattinson.
Robert
Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert. There you go. That took a minute.
Yeah, my God. I didn't even know what you guys were doing. Yeah. Anyway, what were you saying? We do.
That's a good Batman. And I think it's still in the air. It's still in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. Emo Batman rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, people hear.
You didn't like it, Gary?
No, I just, my complaint is that it was just too long. Like, why is this so long?
Movies are long now, Gary.
Yeah, movies are long.
Yeah, there was too much emo, though. Like, you're right. That's a good way to describe him. When I saw that first, like, what, a still or the movie poster for it, I was just like, oh, this Batman has listened to too much.
Emo's coming back.
Emo is coming back.
Yeah.
Emo rap.
I was at.
That's a thing. Yeah, emo rap. Dog.
Emo rap. Well, I think that's phased out a little.
Already?
Yeah.
I just got into it.
Yeah.
God,
that
behind.
Was real 2018. Yeah.
Well, what is now?
I don't know where rap is right now. I think underground rap, backpack amongst the ones in the know, underground rap is starting to make a rise again.
What's that?
Just like more knowledgeable, like
Nas.
Nas was never really underground because he was always like Illmatic was mainstream from the jump.
Sure, but he was like knowledgeable.
Like Talib Kweli is an example of this. Common is an example of this. Like the like empowerment, knowledgeable, like
social awareness,
woke. Annoying rap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're it's coming back in a way that is less annoying.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I didn't mind all that.
So I think that might be what the current wave is, but I'm not. Look, I'm 36 years old.
Yeah, you're out of the know, dude.
I'm far too old.
Talking about this last night.
We were talking about this last night. Yeah, I can't keep up. I've decided I'm not going to keep up with music anymore.
Oh, I decided that a while ago.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you ever were.
I was with it, but I gave up. No, I was. I went to Warped Tour. What I gave up.
Yeah.
Okay. I hit Warped Tour at the Fallout Boy Panic at the Disco peak.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? I think
I'm
done.
See, that's a bad time to have quit music.
Well, that's when I quit.
Because that's what you're left with for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'm going to be a dad. Be like, you boys want to hear some classical? Crank it. I chimed in with a haven't you ever heard of closing the goddamn door.
You should have stuck around for like 3 more years and gotten the new wave of music. Because you got to end on a high note.
I did end on a high note.
That's not a high note.
That is a high note.
No.
I mean,
I chimed in.
No. That's horrible.
That's great.
Are you still in tune?
No,
Gary?
I'm not in tune.
What was the last
A Lunica Complex Cocky Bullet.
Oh my God, I have this weird mix right now. It's like a combination of like this Young Gravy and Spoon.
Who's Young Gravy?
Some
Young Gravy and Spoon? Sounds like they go together.
No. Oh, I guess it does. Yeah. I did not.
Hey, give me a spoon of that Young Gravy.
Nah, Young Gravy, you can pour on.
Well, he's got this song that's super. It samples Rick Astley, and it's just super catchy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I heard it on, but I was like, "What is this?" Like, I.
Wilbur, what are you doing? You looking it up?
Looking up Young Gravy.
Don't play it on air. We'll get canceled.
Oh, you think we're? You think anyone?
We'll pick it up and we'll get sued.
Wow, that's so. They already knew what I was trying to type in.
Did they really?
They can
it's
hear
listening.
Me.
It's listening to us.
There was a guy on the train last night.
Is it Betty Get Money?
Yeah. It's just catch. So. He's got like a Jack Harlow type vibe.
Oh.
Shorty, hold on.
Oh, yeah, there's a Filipino reference up front.
Hold on, let's get it back again. Filipino, and she called me Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, the line before that's kind of, to make sense of that line, you have to really hear it.
That's fun.
Okay, here. With your baby mama at the crib and blow her back out.
Okay, sure.
Shoddy Filipino, and she called me Manny Pacquiao.
Filipinos everywhere, huh? Yeah. Wave yeah. going on. Yeah. Good stuff.
It's a, I hear it a lot in stand-up now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people, I think people mention, it's a funny sounding word.
Filipino?
So it's like funny to be like, to say Filipinos.
Sure.
And also I think the word Chinese is a little harsh.
It is.
Yeah.
I love saying Chinese on stage as like a derogatory thing. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It would.
It'd be like, if I did that, I'd be like you at a gay club.
I never said any. I was having conversations, and they mis. I just don't like that. I don't even want to get into it.
I love stirring up these old feelings.
Old feelings that happened like this week, right?
Yeah, it just happened.
You're the opposite of well, Butrin, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm bad, Butrin. That'd be my rapper name.
Bad Butrin.
Bad Butrin. Oh, I was if I started a story, then you got distracted by the song. On the train the other day, there was a guy playing music like on the loudspeaker, you know, like a jam box or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just stand there.
On like a Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that is obnoxious and annoying. Like, sure. Everybody hates that guy. But I'm standing next to him, and he's on my right. And it's just like, it was just like Drake or something. It's like, whatever. And then there was like this drunk guy. And he was like, he was hammering, he's hanging, and he's looking at the guy, just staring at him, fuming. And I'm like, he's on my left, you know? And then the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, this is good stuff, huh? You think we all want to hear this?" And then the guy to my right, he's like a smaller guy, but he's got like tattoos or whatnot. And he goes, "Oh, I can go higher." Like,
oh, just
and then he, yeah, yeah, and then he cranks it up higher. And the guy just like, "Oh yeah, good. I like, oh yeah, this is good music. It's like I'm in a little rap video now." And then the guy just stands and he just stands and goes, "Uh-huh, yeah." And the guy wouldn't look at the other guy, and he's staring at him, and the whole ride is he's just standing there. And every once in a while the guy just kept going, "Oh yeah, this is all you got? You can't go any louder than this, huh?" It was the most tense. And I just kept going, "Well, I can't move. It was too crowded of a train."
Oh, it was crowded too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's great.
The whole ride. And then finally we get to the one stop, the guy with the music stop, I guess. Or no, the guy that was mad stop.
Yeah.
And he gets off and he walks in between. I move and we both move. He goes, "Thank you for having me in your rap video." Oh boy, it was a fun little tense ride. Because part of me was like, "I agree, sir. It is obnoxious."
Yes,
but also
you're obnoxious.
Yeah,
by approaching it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was once on the train, and there's like I don't know, some high school teen was playing music off her phone, mm-hmm. And I came in mid interaction. They were already what had happened before I got on the train was this older white dude was yelling at her about playing music on her phone.
Mm.
When I walked in, everyone was already yelling at him for being an asshole to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, this is fun. This is so fun.
They're all yelling at that guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because it's not, there's, sure, a teenager playing music on their phone, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's sure. Obnoxious.
But what's more obnoxious is being obnoxious. Because there's a way to do it where it's like, hey, can you turn that down a little bit? Like that, just ask politely.
I've always wanted to play my music.
Whatever, your shitty metal.
Yeah, no. It would just clash with anybody else's music.
Oh, would you play it alone or against someone? Like, you bring your own, like, Bluetooth speaker to combat whoever's playing the music.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, nice.
Well, you would be doing what that Puerto Rican dude did to my party.
Right.
Playing sad emo.
Yeah,
rock.
Just bust it, throw on some Evanescence.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the next lap that he came around playing like a Linkin Park remix, like a
nice. Oh, the one they did with Jay-Z.
No.
Oh,
I mean,
not
a,
the
I mean, one that no one had heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like a deep cut.
I think that would be. I think to me that's the most fun and best way to handle an obnoxious music on the train. Clash it with yours and be like, well, now none of us
guess
have
who's
fun.
More obnoxious.
Yeah, now this sounds bad to everyone.
Just escalating the situation.
Yeah. Now we all have to listen to garbage because it's yours and my music just clashing hard. Yeah. Although maybe it complimented, you know?
Yeah, hey, no. maybe get that Linkin Park Jay-Z.
Yeah, maybe it'd be a Linkin Park Jay-Z moment. And everyone's like, holy shit.
Holy shit. They
this guy did
fun.
It. Yeah. He just threw on, who's hip right now? Give me a hip. Lil Gravy?
Young Gravy.
They're like, is this a Young Gravy and Yellow Card remix?
Oh, no.
Like, what a jam this would be.
He's a white rapper, this Young Gravy guy.
Yeah.
Young Gravy?
Yeah.
He's white. Like, I looked at, yeah. His YouTube channel came up, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I got a good friend that I call Gravy.
Yeah?
No, just regular Gravy.
Oh.
His name's Dave.
Dave Gravy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we asked him if he would, if he ever had a sitcom, what the name of his show would be. He'd be like, I think I would call it Everything's Gravy with Davey. Which is the cutest
Did
answer.
Did you give him the nickname?
Or yes.
He had it before you knew him.
I gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
I like giving people nicknames.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think it's so fun. But I think people hate it, but what are you going
to
do?
It's a nickname. You're supposed to kind of hate it.
Right?
I don't hate a single nickname I've ever received.
Really?
No.
None of mine stick. The ones that people give to me.
What have the attempts been?
Let's see. Did somebody try to get Chompers going?
Yeah.
But it's too Chomper. It's too,
yeah,
too much
too
to
much.
Say. Yeah, yeah, it's not a quick. I think it's harder. Nicknames are hard because, like, they have to be easier at access than your name.
I think.
So if it's my name's Jeff, it's too. That's like.
It's already easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you go by my last name, Sheen, also quick.
What about teeth?
Teeth is still, it's not any shorter.
I think teeth can stick.
Yeah? Fine. If I'm, all right, go, call me teeth.
Or what about chomps?
Nah.
No? Teeth?
I think chomps is too, it's too playful. You need something that kind of cuts.
Yeah?
Okay.
Whatever, I'm still calling you Pilfred.
I don't care.
Fine.
That doesn't make any, it doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, it's Pilfred, everybody. It's because he's on pills.
I was once called Asia by friends in high school.
Who they called you? They called me import.
Yeah. They called
you import.
You can't hurt my feelings with a nickname.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Asia and import.
Yeah.
You can't, like, I can't be hurt.
Yeah.
Your nickname was just a continent. it was just, hey, what's up, Asia?
Yeah.
It's biting but lazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, it's such a simple, bam, got him.
So there's been nothing since then that has ever touched, like, phased me at all.
Yeah, Asia's just, like, such a lazy, but, like, damn, it's just got him.
Yeah.
And then import import just kind of
is. But that
like
is a part
funny,
of, that is actually,
which is funny because like it was Michigan. Yeah. Yeah, we are car territory.
Yeah, I know. I guess this kind of fits. I hated that it had a logic to it too. Like
import
oh,
rocks. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love that racism.
Yeah. It is very Goonies.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so it's a group of friends just fucking with weird ass nicknames for each other.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Because in the Goonies, was it the Goonies? The Asian kid's name was Data or something like that?
Yeah. And then, yeah, it was Data.
Yeah. Yeah, Data, import. You got very Goonies.
Short Round.
Short Round, yeah. That was the same actor, right?
I think it was.
I don't know. I couldn't tell the difference with Asians in the 80s.
Well, it was just that one guy. Him and like Ernie Reyes. They were the only two like kid Asian actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he is now in Everything All at Once.
Yeah. Ernie Reyes?
No.
Short Round.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We should. Let's, like, let's find out this guy's name.
No, no. We talk. He's always Short Round.
Ernie Reyes Jr., I first was introduced to him by Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
was
that.
Legend of the Ooze or whatever.
Who's Ernie Reyes?
He was the pizza delivery guy in Ninja Turtles 2.
Not Rufio.
No, Rufio is a different Filipino actor.
Yeah. That's Dante Bosco.
Rufio, Dante, you should know him. He's the one reason why we watched Easter Sunday.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He bought us tickets.
Yeah, but when you said it, you're like, you knew it, Rufio. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
His name's Juan Lee.
Juan Lee is Short Round?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Wow, I'm terrible.
Gary!
I read the Wikipedia from Indiana Jones. That's, oh, I feel like an idiot. Yeah. Oh, the actor's name is Ki Hoi Kwan, which
yeah. Ki Hoi Kwan?
Ki, yeah. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but yeah, that's his name. That's the actor's name.
Is he Chinese?
He is Chinese.
Ah. See, sounds harsher when I say it.
Yeah. I like saying Chinese.
Wait a minute.
The thing is,
Oh, sorry.
What?
Is he Vietnamese? He's Vietnam. Oh, he's born in Vietnam. All right, now I'm just derailing
this. Oh, okay. You're diving into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Born in Vietnam, grew up in China, something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways. And then Secret of the Ooze 2.
Uh huh.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know. What happened to Ernie Reyes Jr.?
I don't know.
Was that his only role?
I want to say he maybe became a voice actor.
Yeah. He also had, he was on a TV show briefly.
Degrassi.
No, not the.
He was. He got shot in the back, and he was in a wheelchair.
Oh, Drake.
Oh, he made an appearance. Drake in reference. Rush Hour 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he had some going.
He only does the sequels, huh?
Yeah. he's like, man, I hope Transformers is good. The first time.
Yeah.
Oh god, I can't wait to be in the second one.
Yeah. They're like, hey, do you want a job? He's like, is this the first or the second?
Yeah.
I only do the second.
Yeah. Oh my god, agent. Avatar's coming back?
Yeah. He's gonna be an Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatars. Secret of the Water. I don't know, it's like a watery one.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't we watch?
We watched
the preview. Yeah.
I've never seen I still haven't seen the first Avatar.
You haven't?
No.
We gotta see it.
Really?
I've only seen part of it. Like the.
What's a movie that you haven't seen that?
We need to have a movie night. What?
We should. We can. We should do it at my place. I hate your couch.
That was aggressive.
Your yeah. couch is terrible.
Whatever.
But yeah, we'll have a movie night here.
Fine. And we'll watch Avatar.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours.
It's 3 hours?
Yeah. Every movie's 3 hours now, Gary.
No, but everyone...
We told you. We explained this to you. All movies are 3 hours now.
Okay, what's a movie that everyone else has seen?
I just watched Lord of the Rings.
That's your first one? First time?
No.
Watching Lord of the Rings?
No, I've seen it thousands of times.
No,
I watched it last night.
I'm saying, what's a movie that everyone else has seen that you haven't?
Oh, The Godfather.
Okay.
Wow.
What about you, Gary?
This
would be a fun movie night. Godfather, Avatar?
Yeah, I didn't do Godfather.
I haven't seen a lot of movies. I can't think of them.
Here we go.
No, pressure's on.
Come on, Gary.
Can't think of a movie?
I can't think
Aliens.
Of
one movie.
I've seen Aliens.
Well, gee, the one movie I mentioned he's seen.
You've seen Alien?
I've seen Alien.
I actually haven't seen Alien.
You haven't seen Alien?
Yeah.
It's
Prometheus. I haven't seen. That's the one I haven't seen.
You haven't seen Prometheus?
I haven't seen Prometheus.
That got a lot of love, hate.
Yeah.
I loved.
Prometheus isn't a movie that is like a classic, though.
It's not.
It is to me.
Give me a second.
I loved it.
That's in your top five?
I think it's so good.
Have you seen Schindler's List?
Yes.
Have you seen When Harry Met Sally?
What about Jaws?
I've seen the Jaws. I haven't seen Harry Met Sally, and it's because that came out when I was a kid, so I wasn't allowed to see it.
There's like nothing. Just because the only thing is she fakes an orgasm.
Yeah, well, I've seen that on freaking YouTube.
Yeah, he's like
freaking YouTube.
He's pulling up the video right next to a girl that he's making love to.
Like, oh yeah,
I gotta see if this. He's like comparing what she's doing to.
We talking about Gary having sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey Gary, when you have sex, can I just get this? right before you're about to go, do you go, "Here comes the import"?
I will now. I'm about to hit the nitrous.
Oh, the nitrous from Fast and the Furious. Yeah. Remember when nobody calls them. Remember when they used to call them rice burners?
No, we were calling rice we call them rice rockets.
Really? I thought they were called rice burners.
No, rice rockets.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the time when I first, I was like,
okay. But yeah,
I remember in the early days I didn't think anything of it, but now looking back, it's like, oh yeah, that was racism.
Nah, but it was pretty accurate. It was all Asians fixing their cars up like that. Yeah, I saw.
Rice rockets were really more of a motorcycle term,
right?
No, that I know I.
We call those crotch rockets.
I was familiar with the term as like a reference to like a Honda Civic or Honda Accord. That was because those were the cars that were mostly fixed up.
That's what, right. Yeah, and that's what they'd say. That's when they call them. I heard Wright's burners.
There's this one dude that after college, I went to grade school and high school with him. After college, he moved back to Renton, Washington, which is where we grew up, and he started being a rice rocket guy, white guy.
Oh.
And I was like, this guy had sex with an Asian girl.
Hell yeah, he did. That's right, he did.
He had sex with one Asian girl, and this is now who he is.
Yeah, and he was like, I am in.
Yeah.
He wants, yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys there's a few guys that I grew up with that, like, really white guys turned into, like, yellow fever dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've met, yeah.
You haven't, they're all over the place.
Yeah, you're sitting right next to one.
last night at the show, like I think three white dude Asian girl couples.
Oh well, there was definitely the one up front.
Up front. There's one right behind them.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's only two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you think that's
tiny cupboard's a big white guy Asian girl?
Yeah.
Hang.
Sure.
It is.
Do you think that's yellow fever,
oh,
though?
Oh, here's another. There was a third couple. It's the couple that runs the.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. But what? It's just love. Not everything has to be a fever.
I did defend that couple up front.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? This turned into a gross sex thing. This started as a gross sex thing, turned into love. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, see, there you go.
You know what I run into is a guy who's dated a Filipino girl, and then they ask me if I'm Filipino.
If you're, yeah,
and
like,
they just know now all of a sudden, like, yeah. So it's that's,
what do you mean?
Like, someone like a guy will have dated a Filipino girl like in the past,
sure,
and now they feel confident enough, like years later, like I dated a Filipino girl in high school. You're Filipino, right? And I'm just like, yeah, like it throws me off.
And they want to talk about.
Yeah, they just want to share that experience.
Yeah.
That's their cultural experience.
Yeah. Like, hey, I dated a Filipino girl.
That's a really white guy thing to do.
Yeah.
What?
Is to...
experience the world through our penises? I'm sorry. How else am I supposed to do it?
But it's a white guy thing to do to bring up like one, I know about your culture through this one thing.
Yeah.
And I can't, and I just can only talk about that with you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's the start of the conversation.
Like, yeah, but it's a little beautiful. Look at it this way. Hey, you guys, it's like, I mean, if I had sex with a Filipino woman, I was like, hey, you guys are Filipinos. I hooked up with a woman who was also Filipino.
I know what you guys taste like.
And honestly, it was one of my top 10 moments of my life.
There you go.
I know what you feel like on my penis.
Yeah. I mean, I orgasmed. It felt great. It was a top 10 moment.
There you go.
All right. Well, we got to move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Jeff?
I mean, like, what about this? What if it was like, hey, Gary, yeah. I just got my ass kicked by a Filipino guy. You're Filipino.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Oh, that would be so weird.
You know, what about that experience? Yeah, at least they're only like sharing love.
I think it's less weird. That's less weird than I had sex with a Filipino girl.
Yeah, there's a level of intimacy, I think, that we still, you know, surround sex. They're like, why'd
you
say
that? Oh, yeah. Well, they're like, you know, she's a Filipino girl.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Damn it, Jeff.
You know your mom.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. That's a good word.
End it. End that episode. We're good.